the relationship of cause and effect within the domain of physical objects and phenomena reflects a dynamic that is not limited to physical reality. This is the impersonal energy dynamic of karma. Everything in the physical world, including each of us, is a small part of dynamics that are more extensive than a five-sensory human can perceive. The love, fear, compassion, and anger that you experience are only a small part of the love, fear, compassion, and anger of a larger energy system that you do not see. Within physical reality, the dynamic of karma is reflected by the third law of motion. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. The person who intends hatred for others experiences the intention of hatred from others. The person who intends love for others experiences the intention of love from others, and so forth. The golden rule is a behavioral guide that is based upon the dynamic of karma. A personalized statement of karma would be, "You receive from the world what you give to the world." Karma is not a moral dynamic. Morality is a human creation. The universe does not judge. The law of karma governs the balancing of energy within our system of morality and within those of our neighbors. It serves humanity as an impersonal and universal teacher of responsibility. Every cause that has not yet produced its effect is an event that has not yet come to completion. It is an imbalance of energy that is in the process of becoming balanced. That balancing of energy does not always occur within the span of a single lifetime. The karma of your soul is created and balanced by the activities of its many personalities, including you. Often a personality experiences effects that were created by other of its soul's personalities, and, conversely, creates energy imbalances that are not able to right themselves within its own lifetime. Therefore, without knowledge of its soul, reincarnation, and karma, it is not always possible for a personality to understand the significance or the meaning of the events of its life, or to understand the effects of its responses to them. In order to become whole, the soul must balance its energy. It must experience the effects that it has caused. The energy imbalances in the soul are the incomplete parts of the soul that form the personality. Personalities in interaction are souls that are seeking to heal. Every experience and every interaction provide you with an opportunity to look from the point of view of your soul or from the point of view of your personality. What does this mean in practical terms? How does a personality begin to look beyond itself and to see its soul in interaction with the souls of others? Since we cannot know what is being healed through each interaction, what karmic debts are coming to conclusion, we cannot judge what we see. When we judge, we create negative karma. Judgment is a function of the personality. When we say of another soul, "she is worthy," or "he is not worthy," we create negative karma. When we say of an action, "this is right," or "that is wrong," we create negative karma. This does not mean that we should not act appropriately to the circumstances in which we find ourselves. For example, if our car is hit by another car, and the driver of the other car is drunk, it is appropriate that the other driver be held responsible, through the courts, for the repair of our car. It is appropriate that he or she be prohibited from driving while intoxicated. It is not appropriate that we allow our actions to be motivated by feelings of indignation, righteousness, or victimization. These feelings are the result of judgments that we make about ourselves and the other person, assessments through which we see ourselves as superior to another being.